This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. When the Save-A-Lot grocery closed on Harrison Avenue in Westwood, it cut neighbors off from fresh produce within walking distance. Then in July of this year, nearby residents learned the developer there planned to lease the space to Octapharma Plasma. Neighbors say they don't want a for-profit plasma center in their community. What they need is a grocery store. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss the need for a grocery in that community and the next steps are East Westwood Improvement Association trustee Tierra Powell. Tierra, welcome back to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. We also have with us Cincinnati Urban Promise Executive Director, Pastor Abe Brandyberry. Abe, welcome to you also.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure to have you. 513-419-7100 is the number to call to join our conversation or email your thoughts, questions, and comments to talk at wvxu.org. Tierra, there was a protest in your neighborhood, and this was earlier in the month. Can you tell us a bit about how the turnout was for that particular event and what the feelings of residents are there?
Yeah, we actually had a pretty good turnout. There were about, I would say, 20 to 30 of us there protesting. It was actually surprising that many of the residents were unaware that the plasma center was actually coming in. People were like, what are you guys protesting? And we told them. And although they drive by there, some people, I guess, just never look to the left or right when going down Harrison. And many of them were just shocked that the grocery store was being replaced with the plasma center.
When did you learn that the grocery store was going away?
Abe might can answer that a little bit better because I think it was kind of abrupt. I don't think we were given a heads up at all.
Abe, would you like to do that?
Yeah. So, I would say probably it was back in May. All of a sudden the windows were boarded up over there and, started seeing construction workers going in and out. And, they put a banner up that said, coming soon, plasma center and all of that. So, that was our first, notion that the plasma center was coming.
Do you know why the Save-A-Lot closed? Was this a Save-A-Lot decision or was this a property manager decision?
That is a little unclear. We have been trying to figure that out. The developer says that Save-A-Lot left because of vandalism and theft in their store. But we don't know for sure why they left. We do know that there's a huge need for a grocery. And we had talked to the developer back when Save-A-Lot first closed, and he indicated that he was looking for another grocery store to go into that space. And then I would say back in November, he stopped really communicating with anyone, and we weren't able to find out anything. And next thing we knew, this spring, we saw the signs for the plasma center.
We reached out to this developer as well, but the developer declined to answer questions submitted from WVXU. Again, you're listening to Cincinnati Edition, and we are talking about the departure of a grocery store that was serving multiple neighborhoods, including East Westwood, where neighbors now say they don't have fresh groceries within close proximity or walking distance. We're joined today by Tierra Powell, who is an East Westwood Improvement Association trustee, and Cincinnati Urban Promise Executive Director, Pastor Abe Brandyberry. Tierra, what are the concerns of your neighbors with the loss of this grocery store?
Yeah, so there's quite a few concerns. So there is not a grocery store nearby. All of the grocery store, for those who don't drive, is about 2 to 3 bus rides. And that's just with the issue with the groceries. And then, of course, we have the issue with the plasma center. It can affect people's health. And, you know, it attracts a whole different crowd that we've actually tried to clean up from up there. So there's quite a few different concerns. And the biggest concern is that there has been no communication between the community leaders and the plasma center, nor with the developer. He just completely shut everyone out, and we have not been able to get in touch with anyone at the plasma center to have a discussion.
We're going to talk more about the plasma center momentarily, but Tiara, when you talk about two or three bus rides to the nearest grocery, what are you talking about geographically? Where are people going?
Okay, so for most of the people that live in East Westwood on McHenry or the side streets, the closest grocery store would typically be either the Kroger on Ferguson or the Kroger in Western Hills. So it's miles away. There is not a Kroger or any other grocery store within walking distance, a reasonable walking distance, or just a simple one bus ride. They would actually have to transfer to multiple buses if they wanted to get groceries. And even that would limit them because you can only carry so many groceries on a bus.
So, I mean, what are residents doing? Is that what residents are doing? Are they just hopping on the bus and making multiple stops or transfers and doing the best they can at those other two Kroger locations?
We have some food pantries. We know that a lot of people have been using the food pantries to supplement. We also have the corner stores, which is a whole different topic, but they go into these corner stores and they buy different groceries. But even in those places, it's overpriced and they can't get access to the fresh fruit and vegetables. So a lot of them just don't get it at all. We do know that some of the senior buildings, they do weekly trips. And even that, because of COVID, obviously is limited. And some of them may not go every week. They may only be able to go once a month. And when you're talking about fresh fruit and vegetables, you have to go more frequently because those things go bad.
Abe, I understand your organization, Cincinnati Urban Promise, is also operating a food pantry. And have you seen more people visiting?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, our building is right across the street from where the Save-A-Lot was. And, before COVID and before the closure of Save-A-Lot, our food pantry was just a small thing that we did. But we were serving maybe like 20 families a week, and we've about tripled or quadrupled that number to serving every week out of our pantry. So we've been staying quite busy. And a lot of the people that are coming to the pantry are the residents of some of the senior buildings that are around us. We're trying to give as much access as we can to food, but it's been difficult.
What's been difficult about it?
It's really just been difficult because this was a program. Most of our programs are youth development, things like after school programming and youth mentoring. And so we've been having to find kind of a new group of volunteers and stuff to make sure the pantry's running and finding our sources of food. And some of those things have worked themselves out over the past year, but when it was first happening and just having a huge influx of people, just coordinating all of that and getting essentially a new program off the ground was in quick fashion was a little bit challenging. But we've been able to work through it and we're serving a lot of folks, but we don't have the milk and the produce every week and things that they were able to get at the grocery store.
How is the pantry stocked? So if you talk about, not having milk or produce every week, it sounds like you might not know exactly what your inventory is from day to day. So where exactly are your materials coming from?
So we get pre-made meals from La Soupe every week. And then we're also getting stuff from Matthew 25, Crossroads, the West Side campus of Crossroads Church has given us food boxes over the summer. So those have been kind of the main sources. We did get some things from Amazon and then we've just been doing neighborhood food drives here in Westwood, and those have been in partnership with like Westwood Works and some of the other churches around the neighborhood.
Tiara Powell is a trustee at the East Westwood Improvement Association. And Tiara, I mean, we should also note that we are still living with the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, and groceries have played a significant role in our lives since this began, as a lot of people prefer to just stock up at the grocery on one quick trip rather than making multiple visits there or going out to eat less frequently. Can you talk about the challenges the neighborhood faces without a neighborhood grocery in that context?
Yeah, absolutely. So many of the people, as you just stated, a lot of people do like to go to the grocery store once or twice. It's nobody's favorite task, so they don't want to have to go to the grocery store weekly. However, we have a lot of residents, a large portion of our residents who don't have vehicles. So that once a month type of grocery store shopping is almost impossible for them to do. Even with the seniors, when they're getting on the buses and have the transportation or even people taking them, it's kind of hard for them to actually do the true grocery shopping that they want to do, because that can take an hour or two. And a lot of time those buses don't wait that long. They may have 30 to 45 minutes to get in and get out. So it's definitely a difficult task for those that don't have vehicles.
And we should note that based on some reporting in the Cincinnati Inquirer just last week, East Westwood is one of the five zip codes with the highest case rates of COVID-19 and the lowest vaccination rates. I know that's not necessarily relevant to the discussion about whether a grocery store should be located there, but when we think about vulnerabilities to COVID-19 and the extra steps that are necessary for people to acquire groceries, to get foods from sources that are available to them, it does seem like it is a little bit more dangerous considering the case counts in the region. Is that something you can help us understand, Tiara? What exactly is going on in the neighborhood there when it relates to the case count and what might be vaccine hesitancy?
Yeah, and this might not be directly related to the case count, but you also have to think about grocery stores with the in-house pharmacies. So that's another thing that the grocery store had, and that it may or may not directly affect the COVID vaccination. But if they had a pharmacy there that was giving out the vaccinations, that may have increased the rate. However, folks don't have that grocery store with the in-house pharmacy, and I think that may be part of the issue with that as well. There's not a lot of places where they can go in that zip code to get a vaccination. And we go right back to the beginning of the problem where a lot of people are not mobile.
That's interesting. So like losing the grocery store also took away a centralized location for this type of effort.
Correct.
All right, let's go back to Pastor Abe Brandy Berry. He's executive director of Cincinnati Urban Promise. Can you tell me, Abe, about the space that's next to your space? I understand that you're exploring the opportunities to try to open some sort of market yourself?
Well, not necessarily myself, but we're looking for partners to work with us. So there's a space, a building next to our building that used to be a corner store. And, you know, back in 2016, It was the U.S. market, and that was shut down because of a lot of crime and everything surrounding that. Kind of going back to the plasma center coming, that's one of our big concerns, that we've done all this work in closing that space down next to us for potential crime to come back because of the plasma center. So that building is owned by the port. And, so we're talking with them, and other groups in Westwood about what we can do to, acquire the building and get a grocer in there to at least have some of the essentials that people need to make it more accessible to them. So, we look at different nonprofits and doing grocery stores around the neighbor or around the city. There's one opening up in Lower Price Hill and I think Walnut Hills and stuff. So we're just exploring what some of those other models are and finding people that might be willing to come alongside of us and figure out the best model to put into that space.
We will pick up this conversation just ahead with specific reaction to concerns about the plasma center set to open where the grocery store was. A little bit later, the Warsaw Avenue Creative Campus. And we'll see construction begin soon. We'll talk about what that project is and how it plans to work. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition On Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU. And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Mungs. We continue now with our discussion of East Westwood's loss of its grocery store and the plan to fill that space with a for-profit plasma center and the concerns it's creating. We're joined by East Westwood Improvement Association trustee Tierra Powell and Cincinnati Urban Promise executive director Pastor Abe Brandyberry. And you can join our conversation if you'd like at 513-419-7100 or email your thoughts and comments to talk at wvxu.org. Tierra, what are people's concerns in the neighborhood about a plasma center coming to town?
Yeah, so part of the issue or concerns that a lot of people, including myself, are noticing is that we're already seeing an uptick in the loitering up there at the McHenry and Harrison corridor. We all know that, of course, there are a small percentage of people who may utilize a plasma center to get a couple dollars to keep them between paydays. However, we know that a large majority that we've seen around the city, it attracts different type of addicts. And when you see those different addicts come, you see the different petty crimes with the car break-ins. You also see more of the open air drug dealing happening around these plasma centers because people know, hey, this addict may be going in there. They come out with $50 and they're able to buy what they're looking for. So people are really worried about the corner that we cleaned up, taking us back to 5 years ago, how it was.
Well, take us back to 5 years ago and the efforts that have taken place since to, as you say, clean it up. What was the situation then? What is the situation now?
Yeah, when Abe talked about the building next to him, that building was shut down because there was a lot of drug activity there. You will see a lot of, that's when the McHenry and Harrison corner, there was high crime. There was a lot of shootings. There was a lot of open air drug dealing. There were a lot of arrests made right there. It was just a bad place. And so with it being cleaned up with through the Pivot program and all the different orgs and Westwood and East Westwood coming together, it's kind of this plasma center is going to unravel everything that we did.
So are those same organizations coming together to see if they can have concerns about the plasma center addressed?
Absolutely. And a lot of the people that were there at the protest, we had people from Westwood Works. We had Abe from Urban Promise, us from East Westwood. And we also had a lot of the residents that live right in Westwood and East Westwood joining us. So, yeah, I think everybody is in agreement that we don't want this plasma center. And we're definitely trying to work together to keep it out or try to get it out once it opens.
Now, I know that you said that the property owner where the grocery store was has stopped communicating and also did not respond to WVXU's request for answers to some questions. But what about the plasma center operator? Has there been any overtures made to the organization itself? Have there been any conversations?
Yeah, I know that some letters were sent, but we just simply haven't gotten a response. When you go on their website, there's numbers to different locations, but then you tell them that you're trying to reach someone and then you get dead ended. I know that we've tried on our end. I know that Abe has tried on his end as well, and a couple of other folks from Westwood Civic.
Abe Brandyberry is the executive director of Cincinnati Urban Promise. And again, we go back to that building that's next to yours, which is being held up as evidence of the positive work that has been taking place in the East Westwood community. So share with us your concerns about this plasma center.
Yeah, so my main concern is a lot of what Tierra was talking about, how we will likely see an increase of open air drug sales and just the crime that comes with that. and all of the work that we have done to try to stop violent crime from our community, you know, our center is, look, like I said earlier, we're located right across the street from the shopping center. And we run a preschool, and we have Don Community High School in our building. We have City Gospel Mission has a program. We do after school programming, youth mentoring, all of these things. And so we've got kids going in and out of our building all day long, and they're in front of our space all the time. And so, you know, if we had an increase of violent crime, I'm worried about kids getting hurt and injured, just as innocent bystanders to the plasma center and the crime that will come from that, being there. So, you know, that's my biggest worry about all of this.
I know we've talked about the community organizations working to try to keep a grocery store or attract a new grocery store and mm-hmm. to stand in opposition to this forthcoming plasma center. What about the city government itself? Mr. Brandyberry, you were quoted in a recent WCPO article about the protest in East Westwood against this plasma center, and it suggested that you and City Councilwoman Jan Michelle Lemon Kearney had spoken with the building's developer about recruiting a grocery store to the space, but the councilwoman told WCPO that instead the developer chose the plasma center because it offered more money for the space. We also know that Councilman Greg Landsman filed a motion last week titled, yep. quote, "Finding Sensible Solutions to the Operation of Plasma Centers in Already Vulnerable Communities." So tell us a bit about how the city government is responding to the situation.
So I feel like the city council has been hearing our concerns, and I think that they share our concerns about the plasma center moving in. I think that you know, they are trying to find ways and solutions that they can address the problem. I think Council Member Landsman's motion that he presented last week is a great first step to try and stop plasma centers from coming into vulnerable communities. And but not sure that that motion is going to affect too much this particular situation in our neighborhood. But I'm glad that there's potentially something that will stop that in the future for other neighborhoods. But, you know, I think that they are doing everything in their power to help us find a solution to this. And so I'm thankful for, in particular, Councilman Landsman and Jan Michelle Kearney.
Again, Tierra Powell is a trustee at the East Westwood Improvement Association. And Tierra, your thoughts on the way the city government is responding to or helping with the concerns around your neighborhood?
Yeah, just to piggyback off of what Abe said, I do think that Councilwoman Kearney, she was helping try to get a grocer in there, as well as Councilman Landsman's motion to try to keep plasma centers from going in the future. I just think that this, unfortunately, is another example of our city council being reactive and not proactive. But I do appreciate what they're doing now. But as Abe stated, it may be too late in our case.
Yeah, it looks like this plasma center is set to open in the first week of October. So we're just a couple of weeks away from that taking place. Where does the community go from there, Tierra?
As of right now, we just have to deal the hand that we're dealt. We have to keep up with, as Abe said, try to get the resources to try to keep the food pantries going, try to see if we can work out different caravans specifically for our seniors to get them to the grocery stores as much as possible. And we just have to make sure that we work hand in hand with our District 3 police, because we know for a fact that this plasma center coming in is going to cause a problem.
That's East Westwood Improvement Association trustee Tiara Powell. And we've also been joined by Cincinnati Urban Promise Executive Director, Pastor Abe Brandyberry. Tiara, Abe, thank you so much for the time you gave us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.